Test 76, Section 3, Question 14. And here it says the conclusion follows properly, or can be properly drawn if which is assumed. So this is strength and plus, what will make the argument perfect. It's not an assumption question, it's what will make it perfect. And it says certain methods of creating high quality counterfeit involve making accurate measurements of images printed on them. So sometimes you have to take really careful measurements. Hence, if production of high quality counterfeit bankers is to be prevented, some of the images on banknotes must be made very difficult or impossible to measure accurately. So if you're going to make it prevent the copying, you have to make it very difficult to do that. Well, so this is kind of saying certain methods are used, making accurate measurements of the images. So you have to make it really hard to do that. And kind of the assumption here is that those methods, you have to have those things. And so I kind of went, well, you're assuming that making those highly accurate measurements is a critical piece for the counterfeiting. So, A, today's copying technology is sophisticated enough to replicate almost any paper product with great precision. Well, that's not really what we're looking for here, because that's not going to tell us that it must be, we have to make it very difficult to measure them accurately. Once the images printed on a banknote have been measured accurately, there is no further impediment to their being exactly replicated. That's pretty good. If that's true, then yeah, that would be really the thing that we have to do in order to stop it. Because if that's true, then in order to prevent it, we have to make it very difficult or impossible to measure, because B, if we add it, makes it so once they measure it, then everything else is a piece of cake. So B is really good. Governments have better printing technology than counterfeiters. That isn't really going to make this argument perfect. It's about whether or not measurement is a critical step. Few countries produce banknotes with images that are difficult to measure accurately. It doesn't matter whether they do or don't. It's whether or not that will prevent counterfeiting. And then new designs in banknotes generally lead to decreases in the amount of currency in circulation. That's good to know, but it doesn't really make the argument perfect about whether or not making these things difficult to measure is going to prevent counterfeiting. And so answer choice B is going to be our correct one, because it's saying, look, the one hard part is the measurement. And so in order to stop counterfeiting, you need to make it hard to measure. That B would make this argument perfect, and therefore is our correct answer.